From poverty to child labor, underage marriages, sexual abuse, and drugs, there is no shortage of topics for Balaknama.
When reports arrive and the team sits down to select the story, lots of fights break out. They argue this story will have more impact than that story. So there's a lot of debates before the final selection goes to print.
The newspaper has 70 reporters in several states, 14 of them reporting regularly from the capital. All of the writers, editors, and managers are homeless children.
I used to beg, do drugs, and sometimes go rag picking. Then I learned about Balaknama and began to work for it. First I was a junior reporter, then a reporter, and now I'm all set to become the editor.
Many of the children have jobless and illiterate parents. As budding reporters, they now earn money, and many are enrolled in distance learning programs that may help advance their careers.
What I couldn't do, at least my daughter is doing. She's helping others, and she's also helping us.
The monthly 8-page newspaper began in 2002 as a quarterly. It has changed the lives of the children who publish it and aims at improving the livelihood of thousands of others. It is supported by NGOs and charity groups.
They feel very empowered and encouraged when people appreciate them. And when they talk to the authorities with the confidence and also before the media, I think this is a really powerful tool to empower them.
The newspaper is sold for about 3 cents, less than the price of a small cup of tea in India. But the modest sum gives these children hope for a future off the streets. Slavica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.